All right, everyone, welcome to Papa's Basement. I'm here. I'm John Papagiorgio, along with Eva Crickson, Michael Johnson.
Woo!
We are all risking our safety, our life, our limb, everything.
We are.
In order to bring you this podcast.
Why? What's going on, John?
I'm glad you asked, Michael.
Oh, okay.
There's a pathogen by the name of COVID-19.
Yes.
Oh.
Currently making its way through our country and actually the world at large.
Yes.
I've heard about that. COVID-19 is the virus that causes corona.
Yes.
For people out there.
So it's like the HIV for AIDS.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's acquired COVIDO deficiency syndrome.
Yes. If in pig Latin.
Okay.
Well, we are we're live here at my office.
Yeah,
and which is very nice.
It's a great office.
Thank you.
And they have the Costco. It's like some Gift of the Magi shit. You guys finally have the Costco seltzers that I love in stock again,
oh, yeah.
But I can't touch them.
Why?
Can't touch them.
Why?
Because of the COVID.
Did we have
dumb fuckers? Are you paying attention?
I mean,
the COVID.
We have. Like sanitizing wipes, you could wipe one down and
well, you know
it.
What I've heard is it's all respiratory anyway,
yeah.
So
uh-huh.
It's like it's more
we're smokers,
I'm
gonna die.
Yeah, I'm more of a threat to you than that.
Yeah,
why? Because you'll get angry at me.
yeah, John,
watch your fucking back, dude.
Yeah. I'm the biggest danger you've ever fucking met.
You wouldn't know it listening to the show, but Michael, gigantic bully off air.
He really is. He's so mean to all of us.
Hey, I told you not to fucking bring that up.
Mr. Nice Guy on the pod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, when are you going to get a girlfriend, you fat puss, so I can talk about fucking her better than you?
Say hi to your mom for me.
Tell her to say hi to this.
That was something that the other day that you were you texted something about
fucking my mom.
Yeah, and I was like, no. For whatever reason, the thought went through my head. I was like, I won't make a remark about fucking his mom. Like, I was like,
are you gonna fuck my mom or am I fucking my mom?
COVID. I am trying.
Oh, you should fuck my mom
to bang Maria.
Yeah.
Have you met her?
No.
She's great.
Yeah, I've heard.
She's got a lot of personality.
I like that name, too.
Maria. Yeah, she's great.
Prolapsed cervix, but a lot of personality. You can push it back in place.
Wow. I want to prolapse that asshole.
There you go. Fix her hemorrhoids. Pop a few.
Does she have hemorrhoids?
She does.
That, like, do all people get that, men and women, after
I think
a certain
age? I think I had one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did it? What?
Felt like a booger on your butt.
Are you sure?
Oh, hold on. Let me pull up WebMD.
Ass booger.
Yeah.
Are you sure that wasn't like a pussing sore from your gay sex?
I'm just picturing a giant cream pie.
I think it was the nutty buddy cone I stuck up there.
I have a butt booger, mommy.
Mommy.
My tushy sneezed, mommy.
You know, women get them when they have kids.
Yeah, when they're pregnant.
From the pushing and the pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Yeah, but motherhood's fine. Everyone bashes me for just being all for forced sterilization. So women can keep it tight. Will the species die? Yeah.
I feel like I get them from rest stops. Like, you know, I'm
from sitting on the toilet?
No, just from the people that I meet. I'm like, I am just stopping here to use the restroom and get it like a Reese's cup.
I don't want to talk to any of you. Right.
And the next day I'm like,
the roids.
That guy just fucking rehold me.
I'm just picturing you, yeah, in a Frederick Sheets now.
Hey, man.
At a Frederick Wawa.
Fucking. Hey. The cordless DeWalt with a hole saw in one hand poised behind the bathroom wall.
Hey, MJ, we had to get rid of that glory hole.
We had to
plug that up.
Putting duct tape around the edge. You won't cut your pecker or nothing.
Hey, you know what? I'll remove the tape. I'll suck it.
We were talking about Frederick right before we got out of the car. I didn't realize that it was very country.
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
And then when you go up even further west, like Hagerstown or where I went to school. And
suddenly it's
Frostburg.
The South. It's crazy.
Well, there's this like twang.
Yeah.
You know.
Really?
And then you got a little Baltimore. Yeah.
Oh, God.
So people are like, you know.
You know.
How about Cal?
I'm going to the Orioles game. I don't give a goddamn.
You know.
You know. I'm gonna go see Cal Ripken.
Look at her bony body.
Yeah, she got a bone, but she got like them bolt tits.
She got the bolt tits, tits, but a bony body.
A bony body. I've yeah, that O gets stretched. The guys I know
Averstock.
From,
like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I met a girl from Pennsylvania, but she had the like. She's like, I'm gonna go home. Uh-huh. And get my phone.
I thought you were going to say she had herpes.
She had herpes. She had the COVID.
Oh, the COVID.
Yeah.
She's not doing well.
She's not doing good.
No.
Wait, so what? How has the COVID affected you? I know it's affected you a lot. Because you are in a household.
Wait,
I think we should.
I want to tell the listeners that this is a very special Papa's Basement.
Oh.
Yes, it is.
All right, go on.
I have the COVID. And
I didn't know that.
I have the COVID.
You're not showing any signs.
Can I just say that
I think I really have it.
I just want to say that you're so brave.
Thank you.
And I believe you. Is this the right support?
Yeah.
What kind of support do you need? Like when you find out someone has COVID.
I believe you. I believe COVID victims. Hashtag COVID. Two.
Strong.
COVID strong.
I believe you. You did nothing wrong.
Right. Okay. And I believe that you have it. You will always have it.
And it's a part of you.
I was stupid. I shouldn't have been in that shopping center that late.
No.
You were asking for it.
I was asking.
Hey.
What?
Hey.
What? It's the truth. I can tell you, I'm just like telling it how it is.
That's
like,
not. That's not what
you said.
Went
into the Harris Teeter.
Right.
There was like these long lines. He started licking his grocery cart.
I was putting my hands everywhere, touching my own face afterward.
I
was asking for it. Touching my feces.
Throwing it at others.
So real fast before I forget, there is a Berlin sex club next to where my buddy lives. And
wait,
he claims.
Berlin, Maryland?
Yes. Berlin. Berlin, Berlin. Berlin,
shit.
Germany.
Berlin, Germany.
He claims that they freeze turds to make dildos out of.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
And use that on people in the gay wing of things. The quote unquote gay wing.
Berlin is amazing.
Is that like
great turd dildos?
It is. It is an awesome city. Is that like because of?
It is an awesome
because
city. I've been there too.
Because of COVID concerns.
They're making fecal dildos.
They don't trust Chinese dildos anymore, so they're just freezing their own feces
to make. Shut up. No, they've been doing that for years.
Yeah, they've been doing it for a while. I don't know why, but he was like, I brought it up in my stand-up, and like the audience was shocked. I'm like, yeah, think.
Is this Killiam?
Yeah, it's Killiam.
Is there a special purpose as to like,
It well, it freezes, and then when you stick it up there, it gets nice and warm.
But I thought I thought it was just used as a mold.
No, like
poop.
Like
could we just use like a broomstick or something?
Like you shit into Tupperware or something, and then just freeze it.
Oh
like
no!
You
so
would
it's actual
pet.
Human shit that they're
banging each other with human shit. I don't know. This sounds like something on the playground. Like when you don't understand what gay sex actually is, you're like,
Jesus,
it's
what
men
were you
that
talking
fuck
about
each
on the
other
playground?
Yeah, I know.
Did you guys see Thundercats? No, guys, they're using human shit.
No, I didn't. Listen to this.
Lion-O and Panthro fucked each other with a double-sided shit.
And that's gay.
Then they hugged.
Can I borrow Mario Kart?
Yeah.
You know the price. Mom.
You know the price.
Where's the Tupperware? In order for me to borrow Mario Kart, John has to watch you fuck yourself with frozen shit.
Again?
You little turd.
Oh.
But yeah.
He's going to give me hemorrhoids.
And you're going to get your Mario Kart. So just shut up.
Enjoy your Rainbow Road. This is what I had to do for it.
Every Christmas, Mom has hemorrhoids. What were you going to ask?
My gift is a book of Polaroids of Mom using the term.
No, it went away. It went away. Oh. I had a COVID question.
Oh. 20 years later. My gift to you.
Michael said
frozen
it was,
turd fucking
yeah, Michael
the
said
years.
It was respiratory, like that's how it's passed or something, or that's where it starts.
Yeah I was listening to another podcast. Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan.
And he had some...
I prefer my scientists to be warrior philosophers as
right.
well.
He had an infectious disease expert on mushrooms. No, I'm just he had an infectious disease expert. I sent it to you guys.
Yeah, I saw it. I was just wondering, like...
I was like, I actually listened to Real News, but thanks.
We, right. all the poop talk just made me, like, hungry. Worried. It made me really horny.
Well, you know what, you shouldn't be handling your shit. Yeah, anyway.
Wait, I shouldn't be?
No.
Where were you raised?
Yeah.
Is this a Chantilly thing for us?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You don't
we already went over the shit that was left at, what, Chantilly High School?
Oh, yeah.
The invest.
Yes.
By who?
In 02, my dump. Senior yeah. year. Yes. The giant dump.
No,
the
I mean,
giant dump.
When yeah. we watched The Simpsons and Homer would choke Bart, we called each other on the phone. We're like, he's doing a Chantilly, because that's what we do. We grab our dumps in Chantilly
yeah,
and squeeze
and, like,
them.
Squeeze them.
For what?
And say, why you little?
Why you little? Like, it's sort of, it's just like a small...
small town thing.
Small town thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha. One it's of those things people... that's just like, it's just been passed down through
yeah.
the ages.
I don't yeah. know, like Rochester's garbage plates. We have, we just...
The Dutch wear wooden shoes.
Yeah.
There you go. Right. I'm sure that Frederick has something that
oh,
it does.
Oh, yeah, man. We got glory holes. And,
glory holes and bony know. Bodies.
I mean, we didn't invent the glory hole.
Oh, no.
Oh,
they're
no.
just the
oh,
best
no.
hair.
We just perfected
it's
them.
It's the best hair.
They're just the best hair. They're the best goddamn glory holes you ever seen.
Real craftsmanship.
That's the one thing. That's Cumberland, Maryland. Everyone I know, all the guys in Cumberland start off their sentence with, I'll tell you one goddamn thing. I'll tell you one goddamn thing. I can't find a glory hole anywhere.
I'll tell you one goddamn thing.
I'll tell you one goddamn thing.
I went to Cumberland, Maryland for 2 hours in my entire life, I think. And it's one of the saddest goddamn
things I've ever been. I had to do my first stint in rehab. Mm-hmm. It was in Cumberland, and I did 90 days in a halfway house afterwards.
Oof.
Right in the heart of Cumberland. It was...
What is it? Describe. Paint me a word picture of Cumberland.
Rust.
Rust
is the word, I think.
Yeah. Imagine, like, if dollar stores were giant warehouses and factories, and they were empty and depressed. And,
yeah.
Like, finding a job, like...
That's exactly across my
mind. Is it like the town in...
You got to find yourself a recovery job if you're going to stay sober. And I'm like, all right.
Is it a recovery town? Like a lot of people go there for that.
There's nothing recovering. In
well,
that place.
There were like
dying.
Like Bel Air is a big recovery town.
Yeah, well, a lot of people would go up there like actually that wanted to get away from heroin.
They're
in Baltimore,
going
really,
yeah,
really, they're gonna get away from heroin in Cumberland, Maryland, right?
Well, I mean, unless they get in their car and drive 2 hours, which many of them did.
God, it looks if heroin were a building, it would be Cumberland, Maryland. Like that's.
I know. Actually, it would be downtown Baltimore.
Yeah. That's okay. But I mean, that's like.
Or Bridgeport, Connecticut.
I don't know. That's like saying, you know, I'm sick of these Orioles losing. I'm going to sign up for a winner. I'm going to the Redskins. Like, it's just all horrible.
Well, it is somewhat a geographical change, but that state institution, Massey. Have you ever heard of that?
Mm-mm.
That's where I went.
Say it.
I'm gonna walk away from that one.
Get in trouble, Michael.
Say it, Michael.
It is a cheap rehab.
Okay.
So a lot of people, and like anybody, the one guy that they picked up the day I checked in was this dude that may have not had a home. But he was
I do now.
Yeah, he was wasted and
there
was,
for the grace of God.
Yeah, one day at a time.
One day at a time.
But he was
I'll
like,
tell you one goddamn thing. One day at a time.
He got into the van that we drove up there in, and
nice.
he
wow.
blew like a .34. And I that was when I was like, oh wait, I could have shown up drunk. I like.
could have had one. I
was like, I didn't drink for like 3 days before going.
No, you could show up drunk.
Yeah, and he just turned to me and goes, I never go on a vacation anymore, so this is kind of like a vacation.
I'll tell you one goddamn thing.
And I was like, you're the smartest man anyway.
I love you.
Jesus.
I'm going to call you professor.
Oh, but my first week in that halfway house, I had my buddy that I was only allowed to go out with.
Oh.
Like, and showed me the ropes. He was a real nice guy.
He had like more time than you or something.
Yeah, he had like 6 months or whatever. Mm-hmm. He was this electrician, real nice guy, but like was he real?
Michael?
Yes.
All host.
He was actually a little sprite fairy that appeared from my window. He's like, I'm your recovery fairy.
Hello.
First, I have to start by touching your penis.
And second, to cure you of your hemorrhoids.
Like, Michael, there is no one by that description.
Then who froze my dumps?
Yeah, you're doing that. We have you on camera.
And we've asked you to stop.
We've had to Lysol
numerous
your dorm
times.
Fridge so many times.
I'm pretty sure it's that recovery fairy.
We're really proud of your sobriety, but you
I'm sober.
Look, I'm sober, okay? But you're really acting out in odd ways.
I have other issues that I'm still working on. But that like time, I can't. It was like a God's waiting room. It stood still. It was
at
like
the halfway house.
Just in Cumberland.
In Cumberland.
And like,
because you probably couldn't find a job.
Well, that and also like I related to no one. And so I'd be like,
why? You think you're better than them?
I went with this one dude to get a job at a blanket factory.
And it's my dream to work here.
Don't fuck this up for me, Johnson.
It was like a wool blanket factory, and like,
you look too nice to apply. Wear something else.
I was like, this is hell.
This is no.
And I was, what I was trying to do was stay out of the food industry. I didn't want to go back to waiting tables or bartending. I went back to waiting tables and bartending. I know it was either that, teach, or be a lawyer. And I was like, well, I can't do any of that. Or it's like, well, there's this dollar store. And then there's a Dollar General. Then there's a dime store down there. It's a little mom and pop shop.
Or law school.
Right. Or you can be an attorney. You got a college degree. Smart pants.
Wait, are you an attorney?
No, I'm not.
I'm a paralegal. Yeah.
You're like Nicholson in Five Easy Pieces. You're like, look, I was sick of being a concert pianist. This is my Nicholson. I'm going to be a roughneck.
Yeah, I was sick.
I like that Nicholson.
Thank you.
It's nice.
I appreciate it, Michael.
It sounded...
This is my Al Pacino. Hi.
Wait till they get a load of me.
Right. You're out of order. I'm out of order. We're all out of order, people.
Can any of you do John Wayne? I love hearing people do
John Wayne. Howdy, Pilgrim.
This is my John Wayne. Hey there, Pilgrim. Get out of those boots and into my bed.
When I shut my eyes, it's like he's standing here.
Freeze those dumperooskies.
Oh, my God. Both of you.
We're going to go fight Indians, y'all.
Mr. Duke, why is there a net in the toilet? Come find out.
I like to jump my poops on it.
My poops.
My poops. My little, my poops. They're my little pets.
My little pets. They're my pets.
I keep them in this little basket.
This is a little Easter basket.
Like, he's turned into...
like a bunch of bath bombs, y'all.
Who's the aviator guy that kept jars of piss by his bed?
Oh, John Wayne.
Howard Hughes.
Howard Hughes, yeah.
I said hop in. The spruce smooth.
Yeah, that was the plane made out of wood, right? He was going to make a... plane.
I was, Michael. Thanks for remembering.
Thank you.
The Spruce Goose. Isn't that what you said?
I don't know. I was referring to The Simpsons, the Spruce Moose.
I made it out of balsa. You can fly to anywhere on a thimble full of fuel. That's how light it is.
Can you imagine like pouring gasoline into something made of wood? And then like, okay.
Lighting it on fire.
I know.
There's only one.
All right, let's
airport.
Just turn the key here.
There's only one airport in the entire world that it can take off or land in. And we built it in Cumberland, Maryland to revitalize the town economy.
You guys gonna land in my goddamn backyard.
You just go for loop to loop. It's really great for clearing your head.
I'll tell you one goddamn thing.
I'll tell you one goddamn thing.
You ain't landing that piece of shit plane, Cumberland, Maryland. I'm just imagining, like I said, the town from Deer Hunter.
Mm. Yeah, it is. Kind of. So yeah. I went there.
That was more fun, though.
That was like real in the rural. I mean, this is like
Pennsylvania. No, Cumberland is like that, man. It's like in the hills. There's a lot of Steelers shit everywhere.
Stillers.
I will say, beautiful women.
Really?
Up in that area. Yep.
Really?
What?
Yes. And
not
also
toothless
in.
Toothless addicts?
Westernport. Westernport. And. And in like into the West Virginia, it's the weirdest thing, but a lot of Italians in that area.
Oh, there are hidden guineas.
In that panhandle all the way up. I tell you, the girls in West Virginia and the panhandle of Maryland, I will take any time of the day.
Salt of the earth?
Oh, fucking
sturdy.
Awesome.
Sturdy women?
They can take a dicking.
They ask for it. By name.
By name.
Whip your cock out.
Open your freezer and fuck my pooper already.
Yep, that sounds just like the girl I was dating. Put it in my fucking mouth already.
What are you, queer?
Which is cool.
I mean, I'm cool with that.
What do you think? Queer would fuck my mouth. Now put it in there.
I'm cool with it.
Yeah. I did. I still do.
I put on a mascara mustache. You can
still
pretend.
Still do
I'm,
what?
I still like the
panhandle women.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, hot is hot. I mean,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I like going back to Frederick. I like the more
going back to
saltier. Is that what you called them?
Saltier.
Salt of the earth.
Salt of the earth.
Yeah, just a.
I think the women in Northern Virginia are, for the most part, I think just straight up get on my nerves.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I think vacuous holes is the term. Just
yeah.
What?
I mean, the men aren't that much better.
I know.
<it's> like,
cuck,
I'm
really.
Not. I'm not doing.
No,
I am not much of a catch. I will.
No,
I,
stop.
Michael.
Wait,
Mike,
I am.
Michael.
Wait a second.
I
wait
will
a second.
Fight for you.
Wait a second. I am not saying that to like fish for compliments.
Michael.
Michael.
Right.
No,
Michael.
But
that punim. Look at that punim.
I'm 43. I am a divorcee.
Mm-hmm.
I have a child.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful child.
No, thank you.
She's gorgeous.
I live in an in-law suite. I don't drink. I'm 2.5 years sober.
Woo!
And I'm an artist, and I have no money. So on paper,
hit enter. That's your Tinder profile,
right? Which I update. Did you see my updated Tinder
profile?
Oh, it was
profile? Gold. Yeah.
I was in. I woke up in a mood.
It was gold.
I have, I, but I think I have a lot of potential. I just don't have, a lot of assets right now.
You are your asset. Like, Jason Bourne is a living weapon. You wouldn't say a disarmed Jason Bourne has no weapons. He is the weapon. You are the asset, Michael.
He will fight for you.
I will enter your head Inception style and make you love yourself. I will plant the idea that Michael Johnson is worthy of love. And any woman would be lucky to cradle you in her arms as they go to bed at night, Michael.
This sounds like Mel Gibson in Braveheart. Right?
Yeah.
Now watch me pull up my kilt.
I think both of you are hella cool.
Oh.
And catches.
Okay.
Just such catches.
I feel like Nick Cage in Leaving Las Vegas, like where I'm just desperate and drunk and like... I'm very good in bed.
That was a good cage. Damn.
See?
You
he
can't
is
do impressions.
The catch. He is the catch.
Not all your impressions sound like that, the recovery
right,
fairy.
Right, right.
I feel like Elizabeth Shue in the room with the kids.
Oh, right. Just getting abused.
Yeah. Bloody asshole in the shower later. Yeah.
But, I mean, that was... That's been my frustration with the dating apps.
No, I think a lot of just people here in general are, I don't know, they're definitely not salt of the earth.
They're soulless.
Yeah. I mean, it's all about money here. It's all about,
it really is.
All about money.
That's why I want to start robbing banks.
Okay.
All right.
I'll be the Clyde to your Bonnie.
Safes.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll be Bonnie.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be Clyde. I love how Faye Dunaway.
He was in a dress.
With and a little beret.
Yeah, and they took off in a Model T.
It was real damn confusing.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was like a reenactment.
They held
like,
up a Tommy gun. Yeah.
I thought it was a Civil War reenactment.
I thought it was a toilet snake. Hey, it was crazy.
A toilet snake.
They didn't have Model T's in Civil War. I don't think.
I slept through history. I don't know, did they?
I know the wrong side lost, though. Or won. Is that what they say?
Southerners? It goes both ways.
Yeah, it all depends how you look at it.
Okay,
yeah.
So the right side won.
That's my favorite philosophical question. In the Civil War, did the wrong side lose or did the wrong side win? Makes you think. Those are my favorite questions.
The ones that really get you thinking.
Yeah.
I've been to a Civil War reenactment.
You have?
Yeah.
Were you in it?
No.
Oh, you just watched it?
Yeah.
What's that like?
It's boring.
Was it like hours?
It was so boring, and I was just so like, drunk.
I really?
Yeah.
I can imagine you trying. I can imagine 30 minutes in, Eva smearing herself in blackface, just walking out saying, "Don't fight over me!"
Why would she get in blackface?
Because it's about slavery.
Oh, gotcha.
Didn't you just sleep through all your history?
Oh, I thought you meant it was more of like her just, you know.
Just making it about herself.
Just
did
you like
Eva? What
were they
thinking?
Like shooting each other, or were you like walking around the camps while they like
they're
ate
going
beans?
Pew pew pew.
No, it was like
that's what I would do if I was in one.
Pew pew pew.
Just holding up finger guns.
Pew pew pew.
Hey, you got to load it. And
oh,
then, like,
sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. You're right.
And we're not. If you look at us, you know, we're not making noises. We're actually shooting these guns.
Okay. Pew, pew, pew. Pew, pew. It sounds like a lightsaber.
Can someone get out the Gatling gun?
I would do a Civil War reenactment if I could ruin it like that.
If you could just absolutely ruin it for
like,
everybody.
Like, just like put down my weapon. Mm-hmm. And just charge with a lightsaber I pull out.
Yeah.
Like kind of Kevin Costner. In Dances with Wolves. But instead of like holding out my arms, like I would just have this lightsaber and I'd just start striking people.
Michael, what the hell, man? You workshopped this. We didn't like it. Vroom,
vroom. It wasn't like a whole battle that I watched. Like it was very, very brief. Like,
oh,
what,
really?
Yeah, it was in.
The casualties were.
We're this, yeah. We're the union players, and we're just gonna do a little workshop for you guys. It's gonna be about 20 minutes.
Be fucking amazing if there were just like these septuagenarian Civil War reenactors who are like, "Fuck it, we're doing it with live ammo."
Oh shit!
I'm dying for my side. How about you?
I'll tell you one goddamn thing. Yeah. We're doing this with live ammo.
I'm dying with gray on my chest. I'll tell you one goddamn thing.
That's being asked to be shot with rocks.
Yeah.
That's what those things are. It's like, those bullets didn't kill you right away. It was like
they were like balls of lead that would flatten out on impact and then just like just put like an exit wound like 4 inches deep, blowing out parts of your leg and shit. They were horrible. We didn't know how to make ammo back then.
I will say, out of all the... I love Ken Burns, the documentarian. Okay. Is that how you say it? I've seen the Civil War documentary.
I love his dye job.
Yeah, that guy never goes gray.
Never.
Not a strand. Yeah.
Not a strand.
They say Dick Clark's America's Teenager? That guy.
He does have like a very young, like, face.
Yeah.
Ken Burns?
Yeah.
Yeah. But then he has that gray ass facial hair. And it's like, dude, you're making PBS dollars, okay? Spring for a little dye job.
I have seen the Civil War documentary more than any other one. Baseball, probably number two.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a great one. Mm-hmm. They're all good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all good. The Civil War one is so good, though. My brother majored in history at UVA.
Oh,
because of the Civil War documentary.
Well, he specialized on the Civil War.
Oh, okay.
And, like, we watched it so much growing up, and the baseball one. But yeah,
were those his two focuses? The Civil War and baseball.
No, he's not a big baseball guy.
Civil War. He was when we were kids.
Oh yeah, he liked to play it, but not watch. He loves watching basketball. Basketball is always his favorite.
Let's be real. Baseball is boring as shit to watch. I know. I just